took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. Thank you for tuning in to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and we're tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We tackle a new topic, have group prayer, and I assign a new task each day, Monday through Friday, at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this broadcast is all within 15 minutes, so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is: an answer delayed is not an answer denied. An answer delayed is not an answer denied. And our scripture for today comes from Daniel chapter 10, verses 8 through 15. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can tune in live to this hot breakfast with me Monday through Friday by calling in at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. And if for any reason you can't make it live, I keep your breakfast hot and ready for you on the stove on my website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. So just go to feeldfire.com after 8 a.m. Eastern, and the broadcast is posted on our Morning Motivation page. That also includes the opportunity to hear prior broadcasts if you have missed them. Well, by now, you should have your Bible ready. Let's cut into this hot breakfast today. I am reading from the book of Daniel, chapter 10, beginning at verse 8, ending at verse 15, and I'm reading from the KJV. Therefore, I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then I was in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard. Remember that. And I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet division is for many days. In the last verse, and when he had spoken such words unto me, I set my face toward the ground, and I became dumb. What is our topic for this morning? An answer delayed is not an answer denied. You are just going to have to trust that God is working on your behalf. An answer delayed is not an answer denied. You must trust that God is working on your behalf. In this book of Daniel, we see Daniel recounting his experience with an angel. Because previously, God had given Daniel a vision about things to come. And so Daniel began to seek the Lord for the understanding of that vision and direction as to what would occur and what he should do. You know, Daniel was one of the people within this particular time that really had the gift of visions and dreams and interpreting those things. So he was seeking the Lord and he was waiting on an answer. And 3 weeks had gone by of Daniel seeking God, you know, praying and fasting, putting himself before the Lord, but he had not yet seen or received an answer. So when we got to that verse 8, Daniel had been describing prior to verse 8 the appearance of this man in his presence. And he described how the angel looked and how he was girded with gold and what he looked like and how his eyes were like lamps of fire. And then he tells us what the angel says unto him. So the angel says, "Look, don't be afraid at my presence. I've been sent to you for a reason. The reason I was sent to you was to tell you that at the very first commencement of you praying and seeking God, God heard you and had sent me to give you an answer. But my coming to you was interrupted by me having to fight spiritual warfare on your behalf. In other words, I was coming to you, but I was delayed by the prince of Persia, the prince of darkness, Satan's devices, and so I had to fight to get here to you." And the angel even said, "The spiritual warfare against you was so strong that Michael, the archangel, had to come and help me out to get God's answer to you. So don't be afraid, or do not think that God hadn't heard you. The answer being delayed was not an answer being denied. It was doing what it was necessary to do to get to you, to give you an answer and breakthrough." And what is so powerful, even though I didn't read even farther down, is that after the angel told Daniel that, then in verse 20 of chapter 10, he told him, then he said, "Knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee, and now will I return to fight the prince of Persia." In other words, I had to fight spiritual warfare to get to you to give the answer. Now, when I leave you, I still got to be fighting spiritual warfare on your behalf. Your answer delayed is not an answer denied to you. And I'm saying that to make it personal to you this morning and to me this morning. There are things that we've laid before the Lord. There are answers that we are waiting on. Some of us are waiting on healing to manifest within the natural realm. Others of us are waiting on jobs. Some of us are waiting on marriage. Some of us are waiting on reconciliation within an existing marriage. Some of us are waiting on freedom from incarceration, or for God to allow us to prevail in other legal matters. Some of us are waiting on our joy to return, our peace. Some of us are waiting on reconciliation within our families. Some of you are waiting on so many different things, just like I am waiting on so many different things. But I want to encourage you within your spirit this morning that just because you have not received the answer answer from God doesn't mean that God has not heard you. Just because you have not seen within the natural realm the manifestation of those things that God has promised you does not mean that the promise has been aborted. Just because you are walking around and everything externally looks contrary to what God has told you internally and spiritually does not mean that you should give up, acquiesce, roll over, and die. Understand that the answer being delayed is not God refusing to give you what you requested. Sometimes things are in such a disarray. Sometimes there is such a need for spiritual warfare to be fought on your behalf that just as we saw in today's word on in the book of Daniel, the angel said, look, God heard you when you first prayed. He heard you when you first made the request. He answered you then. But Daniel, for the last 21 days, I've been fighting the king of Persia, fighting in spiritual warfare, fighting the prince of darkness, fighting all of these things to get the answer to you. Just as the angel said that, God is encouraging you of that same thing this morning. Don't give up because you think I haven't heard you. Don't stop believing because you think I'm not answering you. Don't stop proclaiming. Don't stop speaking it. Don't stop exercising your faith. Don't stop doing what you're supposed to be doing. Because an answer delayed is not an answer denied. God is working on your behalf. He's doing the things that need to be done to prepare you for the blessing you requested. He's moving people into your life, and he's moving people out of your life. He's opening some doors, but he's also closing some doors. He's making ways out of no way. He's also putting you on the path to the right way. He's building your spirit. He's strengthening your mind. He's getting you back in alignment with his word so that you can be that powerful vessel standing there lacking nothing. So that you can go forth and do great things, do exploits, because he wants to answer you. He wants to bless you. And he has answered you. So I want you to repeat after me before we go into prayer. Say, an answer delayed is not an answer denied. Say it again. An answer delayed is not an answer denied. Now make it personal to you and we're going to go into prayer. Say, my answer delayed is not my answer denied. Let's go into prayer this morning. Dear Lord, we magnify you today. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for giving us another Monday, starting us off on another week, having blessed us all through this weekend, bringing us up healthy in our right mind, right health and strength. Who would not serve a God like you? We magnify your holy name this morning. We proclaim that you are so worthy to be praised. Now, Lord, we ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you would create within us a clean heart, a clean mind, Lord God, right thinking and right living and right speaking. And we repent of all that we've done wrong. Now, this morning, Lord, I ask you to encourage every person on this broadcast live and those who will hear it later to remember that an answer delayed is not an answer denied. Father, that just as you sent the angel to tell Daniel that you were working on his behalf from the very first moment that he laid out his request unto you, that you are doing the same thing for us right now. You have heard what we have prayed for. You've seen our tears. You've seen us crying at night. You've seen some of us so worried that we don't know how we're going to make it. You have seen our fasting. You've seen our shouting. You've seen our praying. You've seen our praising. You have seen, Jesus, our request. And it's already answered. in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, help us not to lose faith. Help us not to lose heart. Help us not to faint waiting on you, but help us to know that even now you have us covered in the blood of Jesus. Your angels are all around us. You are doing more than we could even begin to imagine or comprehend. You are answering prayers. No matter what it looks like in the natural or externally, you are answering our prayers. So, Lord, we come today in agreement. We come today in joy. We come with bells on. We are shouting and praising you right now because we believe that we have the petitions that we have requested of you. In Jesus' name, we count it all done. Amen. Come on and praise the Lord this morning. Come on and magnify the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you that you have answered my prayer. Say it again. Lord, I thank you that you have answered my prayers. Come on and praise him. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. This is your time with the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you that you have answered my prayers. Hallelujah. I want to go ahead and open up for altar call. And everyone, please stay in the spirit. If you are listening to this broadcast and you are not saved, or you are in a backslidden state, I want to invite you to come on in and to the Lord's side. The Lord loves you and he wants to be your savior. There is nothing you could have done that he's not willing to forgive you for and to bring you back home. So please repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come this morning in the name of Jesus. I ask thee forgiveness of every sin. Lord, I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I have been rededicated to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Make sure you're going to church. Make sure you're reading your word. Make sure you're joining me for breakfast every morning, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is how you will grow from being a babe in the word to someone who's an adult spiritually. You have to eat spiritual breakfast. All right, our announcement for this morning is just to encourage you to remember that tomorrow is Triple Threat Tuesday. That's where I have my two broadcasts, one on the morning motivation and then the one from my law office in the evening at carlrossiwilliams.com and Rossi Williams Law Group. So make sure you tune in tomorrow morning to the morning motivation broadcast at 6:30 so you can get this breakfast for your soul, and then you can hear the topic for tomorrow evening on You Be the Jury, where you will be able to get educated and get heard. That's a live show, and people call in from across the nation. Now, our topic for this morning was an answer delayed is not an answer denied. An answer delayed is not an answer denied. Your task for today is for you to walk in faith about everything that you've laid out before the Lord, and to encourage yourself in the spirit that no matter what happens today externally, you say, an answer delayed is not an answer denied. I trust that God is working on my behalf. God is working, folks. I tell you, I got some great things coming up. I can't wait to share them with you as they happen. I got some answers that are manifesting this week, and I love you. All right, meet me for breakfast. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30. Call in 323-870-4180. Visit fillthefire.com. Hallelujah. Glory.